You're listening to SBS News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for immediate economic aid to help his country rebuild amid Russia's invasion. The conflict has caused widespread damage in Ukraine, devastated the nation's agricultural sector, in which supply chains of seed and fertilizer needed by Ukrainian farmers have been disrupted, and caused the export of grain to be halted. In his evening address, Mr. Zelensky said colossal funds were needed to repair his country's infrastructure.
Ukrainian forces liberated more than 1,000 settlements from the occupiers, and new ones are added every week. Now, for example, in the south of our country, all of them suffered large-scale destructions, and this also means the need for colossal funds for the restoration of infrastructure, for the return of medicine and social services, and for the restoration of normal economic life. There are tens of thousands of destroyed houses in the liberated areas.
Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal says his nation needs $750 billion U.S. dollars to renew what's been damaged during the invasion, and adds that this should come from assets seized from Russia. Meanwhile, Mr. Zelensky says his country's armed forces are continuing to resist Russian attacks.
There have been no significant changes on the battlefield during the day. The enemy continues to terrorize the border districts of the Sumy region, the city of Kharkiv, and the districts of the region, Donbas. The armed forces of Ukraine respond, push, and destroy the offensive potential of the occupiers day after day. We need to break them. It's a difficult task. It requires time and superhuman efforts. But we have no alternative. It's about our independence, about our future, about the fate of the entire Ukrainian people.
British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss says Russia must pay for the damage it has inflicted on Ukraine during its appalling war.
Well, Russia needs to be held to account for this appalling war that has been perpetrated in Ukraine. And we are looking at options for the deployment of Russian assets. We've discussed it as the G7, and many of our allies are also looking at how we can make sure that Russia is contributing to Ukrainian recovery.
This comes as Turkey said it had halted a Russian-flagged cargo ship off its Black Sea coast and is investigating a Ukrainian claim that it was carrying stolen grain. Since the invasion began, Russia has blockaded the Black Sea, stopping the flow of grain to the rest of the world, creating fears of a global food shortage. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says that alternative routes to retrieve grain stuck in Ukraine will need to be looked at if the Bosphorus Strait route cannot be used to move it.
The Turks are absolutely indispensable to solving this, and they're doing their very best. I thank President Erdogan for the efforts that he is making. It does depend on the Russians agreeing to allow that grain to get out. The UK is offering demining facilities. We're offering insurance facilities for the vessels that will be needed to get the grain out, Mr. Speaker. But we will, you know, if he's right about the urgency, we will increasingly have to look at alternative means of moving that grain from Ukraine if we cannot use the sea route, if we can't use the Bosphorus.
Ms. Truss says opening up Ukraine's ports is vital to the besieged nation's economic recovery. Britain last week committed to another £1 billion in weapons, bringing her nation's total contribution to Ukraine so far to £3 billion.
Well, we are putting more and more support into Ukraine. So last week we also announced an extra £1 billion of weapons support into Ukraine. We've committed over £3 billion overall. But the key is getting the Ukrainian economy back up and running. At the moment, it's lost a huge amount of its GDP. That means the country can't afford to support itself. So that's why opening up the ports is so important in Ukraine. It's so important getting the economy back up and running and starting this recovery work as soon as possible.
International politicians gathered at the Ukraine Recovery Conference in Switzerland to discuss the future needs of Ukraine following the war with Russia. Swiss President Ignazio Cassis was hosting leaders at the conference in Lugano. He says this is a time of horror.
What binds all of us in this room together is the desire in this time of horror, wanton destruction and grief to provide the people of Ukraine with the prospect of a return to a life of self-determination, peace, and a bright future. That road is long, but it is never too early to prepare for the time when the weapons fall silent.
EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says Europe has a strategic interest in supporting Ukraine.
Europe has a special responsibility and a strategic interest to be at Ukraine's side every step of the way. Ukraine wants to be part of our European Union, and we want Ukraine to become a member of the European Union. Ukraine is highly motivated to work with us in this direction, and we will do our utmost to support these efforts.
She says the EU has proposed that Ukraine's government begin to set up a reconstruction plan, despite what she says is Russia's goal of inflicting military, political, and economic destruction.
The European Commission has proposed to the government of Ukraine to set up a reconstruction platform to map investment needs, to coordinate action, to channel resources, and of course in support of an ambitious reform agenda. The Kremlin's goal is the military, political, and economic destruction of Ukraine. They want to undermine Ukraine's very existence as a state. We cannot and we will never let that happen.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.